It's good to have the Kiroses with us today. It's always a pleasure to have Brother Kiros come and preach to us. Our hearts have been blessed many times over the years, and we look forward to what the Lord has laid upon his heart today. So, Brother Kiros, if you and Lucas would come at this time.
Buenos días, hermanos.
Good morning, brothers.
And sisters.
And sisters.
Siempre es una alegría estar acá.
It's always a joy being here.
Y es siempre un privilegio poder compartir con ustedes la palabra del Señor.
And it's always a privilege to preach the word of God.
Y escuchar muy buena música.
And hear really good music.
En Sudamérica sufrimos de música.
In South America we suffer from music.
No es parte de la educación la música.
It's not part of the education.
Entonces en las iglesias en Cochabamba hicimos un programa en la computadora.
So in the church in Cochabamba we made this program on the computer.
Y pusimos toda la música de los himnos.
And we put all the hymn music.
Entonces ellos dicen el himno tantos, ya tienen todos los números.
So like now we have like you say whatsoever hymn. And it already finds it and plays it.
Y vamos cantando así.
And we sing it.
Solo que el director tiene que tener buen oído.
Only that the director has to have a good ear.
Porque a veces empieza muy tarde o muy adelantado.
Because the song or it starts too late or too early.
Muy bien, quiero invitarles a abrir sus Biblias.
I would like you to open your Bibles.
En Lucas capítulo 15.
To Luke 15.
Un texto muy conocido para todos nosotros.
A very known text to everyone.
Y usted escuchó este mensaje y esta historia, yo creo, muchas veces.
And I know you probably heard this story lots of times.
Pero esta mañana quiero darle un enfoque diferente.
But today I want to give you a different angle on it.
Lucas 15, versículo 20 al 24.
Luke 15, 20 to 24. And he rose and came to his father. But when he had yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry.
Vamos a orar.
Let's pray.
Padre amado.
Dear Father.
Te damos gracias por tu amor.
We give you thanks for your love.
Esta mañana.
And this morning.
Háblanos con tu palabra.
Speak to us from your word.
Habla mi corazón.
Talk to my heart.
Y a mis hermanos.
And to my brothers.
Danos tu consejo.
Give us your advice.
Te rogamos.
We pray to you.
En Cristo Jesús.
In Jesus Christ.
Amén.
Amen.
Esta parábola es conocida como la parábola del hijo pródigo.
This parable is known as the prodigal son.
Pero yo le he titulado esta mañana este mensaje, Padre Pródigo.
But I have changed the title to the prodigal father.
Porque cuando leemos esta parábola, generalmente todos se enfocan en el hijo perdido.
Because when we normally read this parable, it normally talks about the lost son.
Y el hijo perdido fue el terrible, el que se fue de casa.
And the son was terrible because he left his house.
Porque no quería vivir bajo la autoridad del padre.
Because he didn't want to live under the authority of his father.
No le gustaban las reglas.
He didn't like the rules.
No le gustaba la presión.
He didn't like the pressure.
Y decidió irse.
So he decided to go.
¿Usted conoce la historia?
You guys know the story.
Y había otro hijo.
And there was another son.
El hijo que aparentemente era bueno.
The one that apparently was good.
Porque se quedó en casa.
Because he would stay home.
Se quedó con el padre.
He stayed with his father.
Trabajando con él.
He worked with his father.
Pero cuando su hermano vuelve.
Well, when his brother comes back.
Este hermano mayor no se pone contento.
The other brother is not happy.
Al contrario, se enojó muchísimo.
Instead, he was very angry.
Y él no quería entrar a la fiesta.
He didn't want to go inside the party.
El padre salió para rogarle que entrara.
The father went outside and tried to convince him to come inside.
En la cultura de aquellos días.
In the culture back then.
Que un padre saliera a rogar a su hijo para que entrara a la fiesta era algo muy humillante.
For a father to go outside and beg his son to come in was something very shameful.
Los hijos tenían que obedecer, nada más.
The sons were supposed to obey, nothing else.
Pero el padre sale a rogarle que entrara a la fiesta de su hermano.
But the father goes outside and begs him to come in to to his brother's party.
Y el hijo mayor empieza a hablar mal del hermano menor.
And the older brother starts talking bad about the younger brother.
Y el padre estaba el personaje principal de esta parábola.
And the main character in this parable
es el padre.
It's the father.
Ni siquiera el hijo menor, ni siquiera el hijo mayor.
Not even the smaller son or the older son.
Porque ambos hijos estaban perdidos.
Because both sons were lost.
Aunque la palabra pródigo no aparece en la parábola.
Though the word prodigal does not appear in the scripture.
Pero sí decimos el hijo perdido.
But we always say, but you say the lost sons.
Porque esta es una trilogía de parábolas en este Lucas.
Because this is a trilogy of parables.
Está la parábola de la moneda perdida.
There's the lost coin.
La oveja perdida.
The lost sheep.
Y el hijo perdido.
And the lost son.
A propósito,
in purpose,
quiero compartirles algo que aprendí. Estuve en Colorado el año pasado.
I was in Colorado last summer.
Y los pastores cuando se juntan parece que fueran serios.
And the pastors when they meet up, they look like they were serious.
Pero tienen muchos chistes ellos.
But they have a lot of jokes.
Entonces me dice, yo les quiero contar una experiencia.
And they tell my dad, I want to tell you an experience.
¿Qué me pasó en México?
That happened to me in Mexico.
¿Y qué pasó? Dice, yo estaba aprendiendo inglés.
And he tells him, I was learning English.
Y todavía no manejaba las palabras muy bien.
And I still didn't know the words exactly right.
Es como me pasa a mí. Hay al pastor Will Sen, yo le decía Will Sin, porque no podía pronunciar Sen.
Like the pastor Wilson, he didn't know how to say Wilson, so he would say Will Sin.
Y era como pastor pecador.
And it was like a sinner pastor.
Entonces, había un hermano que aprendió español. Dice, quiero predicar en español.
And there was this pastor who's like, I want to preach in Spanish.
Y no sabía todavía manejar bien las palabras.
And he still didn't know like the words, how to go around them.
Y en español la palabra oveja.
And in Spanish the word sheep.
Es casi como vieja.
It's like almost the word old.
Yeah. Oveja vieja.
Like old lady.
Y en México, la vieja es la esposa.
And in Mexico, the word vieja is like grandmother.
No,
like the wife.
The wife.
Yeah, wife.
Entonces dice, yo quiero predicar, y predicó esta parábola.
So he's like, he preached the same sermon. Like,
entonces dice, empieza el predicador, dice, había un hombre.
And he starts, there was a man.
Que tenía 100 viejas.
That had 100 old ladies, 100 old wives.
Entonces, todas vivían en su casa.
They all lived in his house.
Entonces, un día, una vieja se fue.
So one day, one of his wives left.
Entonces, el hombre se fue a buscarla.
So the man went and went looking for his wife.
Y la encontró temblando de frío.
And he found her a cold.
Y con muchas heridas.
And with a lot of wounds.
Entonces tomó a esa vieja.
So he grabbed his wife.
Y curó las heridas.
And healed the scars.
La levantó.
He raised her.
Y la puso en sus hombros.
Put her on her back.
Y se la llevó.
And went.
Y toda la gente se reía.
And everyone just kept laughing.
Esos son los problemas cuando tenemos los predicadores de un lenguaje a otro lenguaje.
That's the problem that some preachers go have from turning from one language to another. Yeah.
Muy bien, pero volviendo a nuestra parábola.
So, going back to a parable.
Quiero esta mañana.
This morning.
Que todos nos enfoquemos al Padre que tenemos.
I would like everyone to focus on the Father that we have.
Un Padre maravilloso.
A really wonderful Father.
Y a veces nosotros olvidamos quién es Él.
And sometimes we forget who He is.
Solamente cuando vienen los momentos difíciles es que nos recordamos de Él.
When hard times come. Mostly that's when we remember him.
Pero todos los días tenemos que mirar al Padre.
But every day we should look up to the Father.
El Padre de gracia.
The Father of mercy.
El Padre de generosidad.
Of generosity.
Y el Padre de gozo.
And the Father of joy.
Eso enseña esta parábola.
That's what this parable talks
Usted
about.
Usted sabe que el contexto de esta parábola.
You know that the context of this parable.
Estaba dirigido a dos grupos de personas.
Was directed to two people groups.
Los publicanos y pecadores.
The Gentiles. No, publicans and
sinners.
And sinners.
Y los fariseos y escribas.
And the Pharisees and scribes.
Porque los fariseos y escribas siempre estaban detrás del Señor.
Because the Pharisees and scribes were always behind the Lord.
Pero no para aprender.
But not to learn.
sino para cuestionar y ver dónde el Señor se equivocaba.
But to question him and to see where he would make a mistake.
Y para los fariseos, escribas, los publicanos y pecadores era la peor gente que había.
And for the Pharisees, the publicans and the sinners were the worst of the worst.
Y entonces el Señor va a contar esta parábola.
So the Lord tells this parable.
Y el hijo menor,
so the younger brother,
representa a los publicanos y pecadores.
Represents the publicans and the sinners.
Sin reglas.
With no rules.
Quieren vivir como a su manera.
They live their own way.
Quieren vivir sin autoridad.
They want to live without authority.
Y quieren vivir en una vida desenfrenada.
And they want to live a free life.
Y por otro lado,
and on the other side,
están los fariseos y escribas.
We have the Pharisees and the scribes.
Hombres que mostraban una apariencia externa.
Men who would show an outside appearance.
Creyendo que eran piadosos.
Saying that they were piadosos. Like righteous.
Que eran hombres temerosos del Señor.
Who feared the Lord.
Que eran, pero eran simplemente religiosos.
But they were just simply religious.
Porque por fuera eran una cosa.
Because from the outside they showed something.
Y por dentro eran otra cosa.
And from the inside they were another.
Y estos representan al hijo mayor.
And they represent the older brother.
Porque el hijo mayor se quedó en casa mostrando una apariencia.
Because the older brother stayed home showing an appearance.
Pero en el fondo,
but in the inside,
se enojó cuando el hermano menor vino.
He got angry when the younger brother came.
Porque el padre le había perdonado.
Because the father forgave them.
Porque ahora también su herencia estaba en riesgo.
Because now his inheritance was in danger.
Estaba cuidando sus cosas personales.
And he was taking care of his own personal stuff.
Y estaba con el padre por conveniencia.
And he only was with the father just by convenience.
Ese es otro estudio que podemos hacer.
That's another study that we can do.
Pero el padre amaba a los dos hijos.
But the father loved both of his sons.
Y Dios ama publicanos y pecadores y también religiosos.
And God loves publicans and sinners and religious people.
Y haciendo una aplicación.
And making an application.
En cada iglesia.
In every church.
Hay hijos menores y hay hijos mayores.
There's older brothers and younger brothers.
Creyentes que no quieren vivir bajo las normas de Dios.
Servants that don't want to live by the standards of God.
Creyentes que quieren vivir sin principios.
Those that don't want to live by no principles.
Creyentes que quieren vivir a su propia manera.
Believers that want to live their own way.
Y por otro lado.
And on the other side.
Creyentes que son solamente religiosos.
Believers that are only religious.
Que solamente muestran apariencia.
That they only show an appearance.
Y que solamente se muestran.
And that they only show.
Y a ambos.
And both of them.
Necesitamos volver al Padre.
They need to come back to the Father.
El Padre lleno de gracia.
The Father full of joy and grace.
No. Muy bien, vamos a ver rápidamente. Dice el versículo 20.
Verse 20 says.
Hay una frase que dice, levantándose. And he arose.
That says, and he rose. Arose.
Usted sabe que el hijo perdido.
You know that the prodigal, the lost son.
Gastó todo su dinero.
Wasted all his money.
Y llegó a vivir con los cerdos.
And he got living with pigs.
Y allí llegó a lo más bajo de su vida.
And that's when he was on the lowest of his life, the lowest point.
En Anocaraire, en la iglesia de Anocaraire.
In the church of Anocaraire.
Hay un criadero de cerdos.
There's a pig's house.
Y en las algunas tardes.
And sometimes in the afternoon.
Cuando viene un viento del lado oeste.
When a wind comes from the west.
Viene el olor hacia la iglesia.
The smell of it comes to the church.
Y es fuerte.
And it's pretty strong.
Imagínese un joven viviendo con los cerdos.
Now imagine a young person living with the pigs.
Y allí en lo más bajo de su vida.
And there in the lowest point of his life.
Él se levanta.
He arises.
Esta expresión, se levantó.
The expression, he arose.
La idea es de resucitar.
The idea is like he resurrected.
Es de ponerse de pie.
It's standing up.
Y en alguna manera este joven había resucitado.
And from some point, the young man had resurrected.
Porque el padre dijo, mi hijo era muerto.
Because the father says, my son was dead.
Ha resucitado.
But now he's alive.
Volvió en sí, en conciencia.
He came back to himself.
Y viene hacia el padre.
And he goes back to the Father.
Arrepentido.
Repented.
Porque el verdadero arrepentimiento.
Because the real repentance.
Es un cambio de mente, de corazón y de conducta.
Is a change of mind, heart, and conduct.
Él cambió su dirección.
He changed his direction.
Y volvió al Padre.
And went back to the Father.
Y cuando viene al Padre.
And when he goes back to the Father.
La historia es maravillosa.
The story is amazing.
Y dice versículo 20.
In verse 20.
Dice, y cuando aún estaba lejos, lo vio su padre.
It says, when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him.
Cuando estaba lejos.
When he was a great way away.
Y este padre mostró su gracia.
And this father showed his grace.
Porque la gracia del padre permitía siempre estar esperando al hijo.
Because the grace of the father was that he always waited for his son.
Que cualquier momento iba a volver.
That any moment he would come back.
Y estaba siempre mirando.
And he was always there watching.
Estaba esperando que su hijo regresara.
He was waiting for his son to come
Yo me
back.
Imagino al padre todos los días saliendo para mirar.
I picture the father every day going outside and just watching, waiting for his son to come.
Porque eso es gracia.
Because that's grace.
La gracia siempre tiene esperanza.
The grace always has hope.
Que cosas que no pueden cambiar el ser humano.
The things that cannot change in a human being.
Dios lo puede hacer.
God can make a change.
Y un día, en ese horizonte,
and one day in that horizon,
apareció la figura del hijo.
The picture of the son started to show up.
Dice la historia.
The story says.
Lo vio de lejos.
Says he saw, the father saw him.
Y luego dice que se echó cuando fue movido a misericordia.
And he had compassion.
Y que la gracia siempre tiene compasión.
And grace always has compassion.
Tiene una compasión profunda.
He has a deep compassion.
Y el padre lo vio y corrió. O sea, vio y fue movido a misericordia. Y dice la Biblia que corrió.
And the scripture says that he ran.
Un hombre viejo de aquellos días y un hombre líder de una familia como un judío.
An old person and leader from those times and a Jew.
En aquellos días. No podía correr.
In those days, couldn't run.
Era en contra de la cultura.
It was against culture.
Solamente los niños pequeños corrían.
Only the little kids would run.
Y el padre prefirió pasar la vergüenza.
And the father chose go in shame.
Yo creo que levantó un poco su túnica y empezó a correr.
I think he pulled up a little bit his tunic and started running.
No importa que lo que los demás dijeran.
He didn't care what other people would say.
Porque eso es gracia.
Because that's grace.
Fue movido a misericordia y corrió.
He was moved by mercy and ran.
Y dice la Biblia que después lo besó.
And it also says in scripture that it fell on his neck and kissed him.
Lo abrazó y lo besó.
He grabbed him, he hugged him and kissed him.
Ahora, cuando el hijo venía, no venía con ropas cambiadas.
Now when the son was coming, he didn't come with a new clothes.
Él venía con ropa olor a cerdo.
He came with clothes with the smell of pig.
Él no venía con Calvin Klein esos bows.
He didn't come with a Calvin Klein perfume or bows.
Él venía con perfume de cerdo.
He came with the smell of pig.
Pero el padre lo abrazó.
But the father hugged him.
Y lo besó.
And kissed him.
Y la idea de la expresión lo besó es lo besó muchas reiteradas veces o muchas veces.
And the expression that says that he kissed him, it means that he did it a lot of times.
Lo besó una y otra vez.
He kissed him again and again.
Esa es la gracia del Padre.
That's the grace of the Father.
Por eso el personaje principal en esta parábola es el Padre.
That's why the main character in this parable is the Father.
El Padre pródigo.
The prodigal Father.
Pero dice, pero la palabra pródigo significa que tiene varios sentidos.
But the word prodigal has many meanings.
En español significa muy dadivoso.
In Spanish, it means very giving.
Alguien que siempre está dispuesto a dar.
Someone who's always there to give.
Y de ahí el sentido de este título.
And hence the name of this title.
Padre pródigo.
The prodigal father.
Lleno de gracia.
Full of grace.
Que estuvo dispuesto a recibir al hijo.
Who was there to receive his son.
Y esperando que cambiara un día.
And waiting for him to change one day.
Bueno, yo sé que en la iglesia a veces hay gente que dice, esto no va a cambiar jamás.
I know there's sometimes in churches there's people that you say, no, he's never going to change.
Hasta aquí 20 años y no va a cambiar.
He's been here for 20 years and he's never going to change.
Dios lo puede cambiar.
God can change him.
Su gracia lo puede cambiar.
His grace can change him.
Siempre hay esperanza.
There's always hope.
Para que alguien cambie.
For someone to change.
Este es el Padre de gracia.
This is the Father of grace.
Segundo lugar.
Second thing.
Tenemos la generosidad del Padre.
We have the generosity of the Father.
El Padre generoso.
The generous Father.
Miren lo que dice el versículo 22.
Look what says in number 22.
Dice que el Padre dijo a los siervos.
But the Father said to his servants.
Les dice, traigan el vestido, el mejor vestido.
He says, bring forth the best robe.
Dice, traigan el mejor vestido.
He says, bring forth the best.
Él venía con una ropa fea y sucia y con mucho olor.
The son came back with a really stinky clothes.
Y él pide el mejor vestido.
And the father asked for the best clothes.
Un mejor vestido en aquellos días.
The best clothes back then.
Siempre estaba guardado en un lugar especial.
Was always put in a special place.
Era usado solamente para ocasiones muy especiales.
It was only used on special occasions.
Cuando un hijo se casaba.
When a son would get married.
Ese era un momento especial.
That was a special occasion.
Después estaba guardado.
After that, it was always put somewhere safe.
Pero el padre pidió ese vestido.
But the father asked for that robe.
Para vestir a su hijo pecador.
To put it on his son.
Lo revistió.
He re-dressed him.
Qué maravilloso cuadro con lo que Dios hace con nosotros.
How great is that image that what God does to us?
No importa dónde hayas caído.
It doesn't matter where you fell.
No importa el pecado que hayas hecho.
It doesn't matter the sin that you did.
Pero cuando hay arrepentimiento en el corazón.
But when there's repentance in the heart.
Dios está dispuesto a vestirte de nuevo.
God is willing to redress you.
Porque su justicia es maravillosa.
Because his justice is amazing.
Y es el Padre generoso.
And he's the generous Father.
Luego dice que lo puso un anillo en su mano.
Then he says that they put a ring on his finger.
Y en aquellos días un anillo.
And in those days a ring.
Tenía aquí un sello familiar.
The ring had a seal. A family seal.
Y un anillo era también señal de autoridad.
And the ring was also a sign of authority.
Y también de derechos.
And of rights.
Y el padre le da un anillo otra vez con todos los derechos como hijo.
And the father gives him another ring with all the family rights again.
Eso no le gustó al hijo mayor.
The older brother didn't like that.
Pero él le dio el anillo para tener derecho a todas las propiedades otra vez.
But he gave him the ring to have so that the son would have the rights to all the properties again.
Y lo restauró a la familia.
And he brought him back to the family.
Un hijo con todos los derechos.
A son with all the rights.
Con todos los privilegios.
With all the privileges.
Con todas las bendiciones.
With all the blessings.
Lo restauró.
He restored him.
Esa es la generosidad del Padre.
That's the generosity of the Father.
No importa en qué lugar con los puercos uno haya estado.
It doesn't matter where someone with the pigs has been.
Pero cuando se viene al Padre en arrepentimiento.
But when he comes back to the Father with repentance.
El Padre lo da todos los privilegios y las bendiciones sobre
él. The Father gives you all your privileges and rights back.
Luego dice la Biblia que puso calzado en sus pies.
Then scripture says that he put shoes on his feet.
En aquellos días,
in those days,
solamente andaban sin calzado los esclavos.
The only ones that walked without shoes were the slaves.
Y él quería ser un jornalero cuando vino
and
al padre.
When the son came back, he wanted to be a servant.
Y el padre dijo no.
And the father said no.
Agarró calzados nuevos.
He got new shoes.
Y los puso en sus pies.
And put it on his feet.
Lo reincorporó en la nobleza familiar.
He put him back in the family nobles.
Ahora el padre.
Now the father.
Tenía todo el derecho.
Had all the right.
Según la costumbre judía.
Following Jewish customs.
De tomarlo como esclavo.
To make him a slave.
O venderlo como esclavo.
Or to sell him like a slave.
Porque había deshonrado a la familia.
Because he had dishonored the family.
Había deseado la muerte de su padre.
He had desired the death of his father.
Porque al pedir la herencia, antes que el padre la muriera, estaba dando por muerto.
Because asking for the inheritance before the father dies is like asking for the father to die.
Pero el padre lo recibió.
But the father received him.
Y pone calzado en sus pies.
And puts shoes on his feet.
Y lo reincorpora en la nobleza.
And puts him back into the nobles of the family.
Ese es el padre generoso que tenemos.
That's the generous father that we have.
Que a veces nosotros olvidamos en nuestra vida.
That we mostly sometimes forget about him in our lives.
Y a veces confiamos en nosotros mismos.
And sometimes we just trust on ourselves.
Y estamos viviendo en un mundo donde el hombre es lo máximo.
And we're living in a world where the human being is the best.
Hay un egocentrismo.
There's a egocentrism
en el hombre.
Inside the man.
Y nos olvidamos. Y eso ha entrado aún en los creyentes.
And that's even been getting inside some believers.
Y olvidamos del Padre.
And we forget about the Father.
El Padre generoso.
The generous Father.
Y vemos el tercer lugar.
And we see that third point.
El gozo del Padre.
The rejoice of the Father.
Porque dice, mira lo que dice el versículo 23.
And verse number 23 says, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us be merry.
Dijo, traigan el becerro más gordo.
He said, bring forth the fatted calf.
Personalmente me gusta mucho el Texas Roadhouse.
Personally, I like the Texas Roadhouse.
Okay, buenas carnes.
Because it has good meat.
Yeah. Pero este becerro gordo no se compara a nada de eso.
But this fatty calf does not compare to anything else.
¿Usted escuchó alguna vez que la carne argentina es la mejor del mundo?
Have you ever heard that the Argentinian meat is the best one?
Sí. Bueno, esto era casi parecido a eso.
Well, this was almost like it.
En los criaderos donde había becerros,
where they raised calves,
estaban también clasificados.
They were all classified.
Una parte eran los normales que vivían, comían normal.
There was the ones that ate the normal ones, the one that they ate normal food.
Pero habían otros, los becerros gordos.
But then there was the fatty calves.
Les daban comida especial.
They gave them special food.
Esos podían pesar 500 libras como si nada.
Those could weigh 500 like nothing.
Porque eran especialmente preparados para eventos especiales.
Because they were specially for special occasions.
Y el padre dice, estaba tan contento que el hijo volvió.
And the father was so happy that his son came back.
Dijo, traigan el becerro gordo.
That he said, bring the fatted calf.
La mejor carne.
The best meat.
Como expresión de su gozo.
To express his joy.
Y luego.
And then.
Dice la Biblia.
Sí.
Mi hijo era muy. No, no está. Y hagamos fiesta.
It says, and be merry.
Ahí está la esencia de su gozo.
There's the essence of his joy.
Hagamos fiesta.
He said, let's be merry.
No solamente porque el hijo volvió.
Not just because the son came back.
Sino porque fue el deseo, el gozo del padre expresado.
But because it was his desire, his joy, expressing it.
A veces uno mira a Dios como alguien serio.
Sometimes people look at God like someone serious.
Hay gente que se imagina de todo.
There's people that imagine him in
un Dios sentado con pelo blanco y serio.
An old man sitting down with long beard, just being serious all the time.
O con un látigo.
Or with a whip.
Que cuando se porta alguien mal y tiene listo para golpear.
That when you do something wrong, he's right there to whip you.
Pero Dios tiene gozo.
But God has joy.
Gozo.
Joy.
Dice la Biblia, cuando un pecador se arrepiente.
The Bible says that when a sinner repents,
hay gozo en el cielo.
There's rejoice in heaven.
Padre está contento.
The Father is happy.
Los ángeles están contentos.
The angels are happy.
Saltan de alegría.
They're jumping of joy.
No sé si en los pies o en las alas, pero saltan de
alegría. I don't know if his feet or wings, but they're jumping.
Pero el Padre tiene gozo.
But the Father has joy.
Cuando hay alguien arrepentido.
When there's someone repented.
No sé, esta mañana, no conozco a todos esta mañana.
I don't know everyone here this morning.
Pero si estás por primera vez en este lugar o algún tiempo.
But if you're here for the first time or you've been coming just a little.
Quiero decirte que el problema del ser humano.
I want to tell you that the problem with a human being.
No es la religión.
It's not religion.
No son los problemas sociales.
It's not the social problems.
No es Rusia.
It's not Russia.
Ni Obama.
Not Obama either.
El problema más grande del ser humano.
The biggest problem with a human being.
Está acá adentro.
It's inside of
you. Es el pecado.
It's the sin.
El hombre es un pecador perdido.
The human being is a lost sinner.
Y está separado de Dios por esa razón.
And that's why he's separated from God.
La relación de él de Dios con él está quebrada, está rota.
The relationship between God and humans has been cut.
Entonces, esto no es un problema de religión, es un problema de relación.
This is not a religion problem, this is a relationship problem.
Y el hombre no puede por sí mismo arreglar este problema.
And mankind by himself cannot fix this problem.
Porque es pecador.
Because he's a sinner.
Está limitado por el pecado.
He's limited by sin.
No hay nada bueno en él.
There's nothing good in him.
Aun lo que haga con sus manos.
Even though whatever he makes with his hands.
Dice la Biblia que es trapo de inmundicia.
The scripture says that's just a rag.
Entonces tuvo que venir Cristo del cielo.
So Christ came from heaven.
Para poder buscar al pecador, al que se había perdido.
So he could find the lost one.
Y cuando el pecador se arrepiente.
And when a sinner repents.
Sinceramente.
Sincerely.
Y viene reconociendo ante el Padre que es pecador perdido.
And he comes to a father recognizing that he's sinned.
El Padre lo va a recibir.
The Father will receive him.
Por los méritos de Jesucristo.
By the merits of Jesus Christ.
Que murió por los pecadores.
Who died for the sinners.
Derramó su sangre preciosa.
He spilled his blood.
Por cada pecador.
For every sinner.
Y los que ya somos creyentes.
And those of who we are already believers.
No sé en cuál grupo estamos.
I don't know what group we are.
¿El hermano mayor o el hermano menor?
Are we in the older brother or the younger brother?
Porque tú puedes estar en el grupo del hermano menor.
Because you could be in the group of the smaller brother.
Que no le gustan los principios ni las reglas.
Who doesn't like the principles or the rules.
De Dios.
Of God.
O en el otro grupo del hermano mayor.
Or in the other group of the older brother.
Que solamente es apariencia y religiosidad.
Who's just appearance and religion.
Y ambos necesitan caminar hacia el Padre.
And both of them need to walk to the Father.
Alguien dijo, nunca es tarde para hacer lo correcto.
Someone said, it's not too late to fix it.
Y bueno, cada uno conoce su corazón.
Well, everyone knows their own heart.
Pero esta mañana yo quiero animarte.
But this morning I want to...
Animarte.
I want to...
Desafiarte.
Encourage you
a mirar al Padre.
To look up to the Father.
Lleno de gracia.
Filled with grace.
Lleno de generosidad.
Generosity.
Y lleno de gozo.
And joy.
Y aquellos que conocemos al Señor.
I want us to know the Lord.
Debemos proyectar el gozo del Padre.
We need to project the joy of the Father.
Hay muchos cristianos que no les cuesta proyectar el gozo del Padre.
There's a lot of Christians that it's hard for them to project the joy of the Father.
Parece que todos los días están comiendo limones.
It's like every day they are eating lemons.
Porque no se nota en el rostro.
Because you don't show it in your face.
La Biblia dice el gozo del Señor.
The scripture says that the joy of the Father.
Del Señor. Del Lord.
Of the Lord.
Es mi fortaleza.
Is my fortress.
Que el Señor nos ayude.
Let us, the Lord, help us.
A mirar al Padre cada día.
To look to the Father.
A caminar con él.
To walk with him.
A vivir con él.
To live with him.
Y a proyectar su gozo.
And to project his joy.
Que el Señor bendiga su palabra.
Let the Lord bless his word.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
Amen. We appreciate the preaching of the Word of God this morning. I trust that you have examined your heart this morning. Maybe you're in one of those two groups. You may be in the rebel group. Don't like the rules. Don't like what God said in His Word. And then there's the religious group, the ones that are outwardly faithful, like the older brother. He was outwardly faithful to his father. He stayed at the house. He did his job. He did what he was supposed to do. But what was wrong? His heart wasn't right. He didn't rejoice when his brother came back because he didn't care. All he cared about was his cut that was coming. How come he gets his inheritance and gets all? He was worried about his selfish desires. And you know, I'm afraid that most of the world is in those two categories. But it shouldn't be true of the child of God. Now, these two were lost, and they needed to come to the Father. They needed to be saved. And I trust if you're here this morning without the Savior, that you will come to Him before it's too late.